This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. With Tom Brady and Rob Ninkovich both returning from their respective suspensions this week, there are at least two roster moves that need to be made. As of Monday evening, the Patriots were granted roster exemptions for both Brady and Ninkovich that are effective until October 10th. However, if New England wants to activate both players for Sunday's game against Cleveland, which is on October 9th, then the corresponding roster moves would have to be made before then. The first of those moves came late on Monday when the team announced the release of tight end Clay Harbor. The 7-year veteran was battling for a roster spot during training camp and appeared in 3 games for the Patriots during the regular season, mainly on special teams, and he did not record any statistics. Tom Brady made his first public comments since returning from his suspension during an interview with Jim Gray during Monday Night Football halftime show on Westwood One Radio. Brady said in part, quote, "It's great to be back in the building and see my coaches and to get to work on actual football. I really enjoyed it." Brady continued on by saying, quote, "I haven't had the chance to be out there for 4 weeks. I've been watching my teammates go out and try to play at their very best, and they performed very well. I'm excited to go out there and join them," end quote. And when asked about how he's spending his first night back with the team, Brady said, quote, "Getting a lot of Cleveland work done tonight," end quote. And finally, the Patriots fell in the weekly power rankings on both NFL.com and ESPN.com following their shutout loss to the Buffalo Bills in Week 4. New England dropped from the number 1 spot to the number 3 spot in the NFL.com rankings, behind the Denver Broncos at number 1 and the Minnesota Vikings at number 2. Rounding out the top 5 for NFL.com are the Seattle Seahawks at number 4 and the Green Bay Packers at number 5. In the ESPN.com rankings, the Patriots fell from number 2 to number 4 this week, behind the Denver Broncos at number 1, and the Seattle Seahawks at number 2, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 3. The Minnesota Vikings rounded out the top 5. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.